Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, I think everyone is aware of the heat that's been around this spring and summer, and we're seeing, along with that, the danger of high ozone levels in the area.
Yeah, it's already hot this morning, hot and expected to be potentially dangerous as well. Yesterday, we here in the Capital Region fell 1 degree short of the record high, which was back in 1999. We hit 98. But it's more than just high temperatures that are concerned when the heat gets that high. The State Departments of Environmental Conservation and Health warned large portions of New York State yesterday about high ozone levels. And that's an environmental concern that sometimes we forget about when the heat gets so high. When ozone is high, you may be unable to take a deep breath or be able to exercise as long or as hard as you usually do. Sometimes that's just heat, but when ozone or fine particulate matter raise the what they call the air quality index, things can get difficult, especially for people who have lung disease or sensitive populations like older folks. Air quality index, the moderately healthy is 100. We here in the Capital Region reached 105 yesterday. That was a problem across the state in, you know, central New York, Long Island, New York City, the Hudson Valley. They all had high ozone levels. Ozone forms when summer heat, it gets really high, especially in urban areas. It's dangerous, and it's the most serious air pollution problem we have in the Northeast. It's especially a problem in the cities, particularly sensitive children, the elderly, those who work and play outdoors, and people with lung diseases like asthma. Big contributors to this are automobile exhaust, gasoline vapors, industrial emissions. You know, the advice we got from doctors we talked to yesterday is to stay inside if you can. And the other thing to know, there's an app for this. The American Lung Association has a new tool for smartphone users to stay up to date on the regional air quality. So it's an app that will tell you that day's air quality conditions, including ozone levels and the level of particulate pollution.
Well, we go from ozone to revitalization in Schoharie, where village business owners are making a slow comeback.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people didn't think the village would come back after the floods of Irene last year would be the village's death blow, but apparently not so. There are new businesses springing up in the village, businesses that weren't there before the flood. So the village seems to be coming back stronger than before. Village Hardware, there's a salon and day spa, are new businesses. They're popping up in a downtown area that was seeing a business decline as a practical matter before Irene put both sides of Main Street up under more than 5 feet of floodwater. I can still remember the photos from back then. The hardware store owner, Jim Cook, put photos on his storefront window meant to recognize the determination of all those businesses willing to open up, a chance that people are taking despite the, you know, mediocre economy.
Good news indeed. We've been talking to Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.